Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour I shall be reading to you from three different sources for up-and-coming events in the area in the near future. The first will be the Arts and Living section from last Sunday's News and Observer. The second will be from the current issue of The Independent Weekly. And the third will be from the current weekend section of the News and Observer. All right, beginning with the items in the last Sunday's edition of the Arts and Living section of the News and Observer, the Duke performances for the 2011-2012 season. Tickets are on sale. Of course, the performances are at various venues in Durham, and we have several dates that we want to pass on to you. Some of them are pretty close, and some of them are far out, but I'll give you the best ones possible. On October 22nd in Reynolds Theater on the campus of Duke University, Alex Murdoch in Mount Moriah will appear. That's October 22nd at 8 p.m. On Sunday, November 13th at 8 p.m. in the Carolina Theater of Durham, Chris Thiel, Mandolin. That will be Sunday, November 13th, 8 p.m., the Carolina Theater of Durham. On Saturday, November 19th, the Eccentric Soul Review with Sile Johnston, The Notations, and Rinaldo Domino. And that's also at the Carolina Theater of Durham. That's on Saturday at November 19th at 8 p.m. For ticket information, call 919-684-4444 or go to www.dukeperformances.org. Hairspray, the Broadway musical, continues to have performances at the North Carolina Theater. Those performances will continue through July 31st. The performances are in Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Hairspray is the winner of 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Score, and Best Book. And the Ticketmaster number for tickets to that performance, that show, is 1-800-745-3000. That's 1-800-745-3000. Or go to www.nctheater.com. Groups of 10 or more can save up to $10 per ticket. And for those arrangements, call 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Once again, Hairspray is appearing at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium through July 31st. Arts and crafts for sale. Animal-themed jewelry, paintings, pottery, furniture, and more will be up for bid Saturday. That's July the 30th. At the 9th Annual Painted Chair and More Auction to benefit Durham's Independent Animal Rescue. The event runs from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Motorco Club, 723 Rigsby Avenue in Durham. In addition to silent and live auctions, guests can enjoy live music, food trucks, and a cash bar. Auction items are on view through Friday at University Mall in Chapel Hill next to Dillard's. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door. For advance purchases, visit www.animalrescue.net. Call 403-2221 or send an email to info@animalrescue.net. Proceeds will benefit the nonprofit animal rescue and rehabilitations programs, which include care and adoption, vaccinations, neutering, and other medical care. Once again, that auction will be held on Saturday at the Motorco Club, 723 Rigsby Avenue, from 5 until 8 p.m. Playmakers Henry. A pair of grants from the National Endowment for the Arts will help Playmakers Repertory Company stage a Shakespearean epic next winter. Totaling $125,000, the grant will support the company's two-part production, The Making of the King, presenting Henry IV, Parts 1 and 2, and Henry V, in repertory and an outreach program. The Making of the King will be performed January 28th to March 4th at Paul Green Theater at UNC Chapel Hill, Chapel Hill's Center for Dramatic Art. Now at the Greg. Meet illustrator Ronaldo Kuehler and filmmaker Brett Ingram on August 20th at the Greg Museum of Art and Design in Raleigh. Their exhibit, Ronaldo in the Land of Roquetarania, is on sale at the Greg in NC State University's Tally Center through September 3rd. Roquetarania is a tiny sovereign nation created in the imagination of Kuehler, the scientific illustrator, who is the center of Roquetarania Ingram's award-winning documentary. The film will be shown at a free screening at 6 p.m. August 20th, followed by a Q&A session with Kuehler and Ingram. The public is invited. For information, call 515-3503 or visit www.ncu.edu/Greg/. Summer hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays. The state's civil rights history in three parts. An online exhibit explores black, white, and Indian stories. If you view the state's long road toward racial equality only in terms of black and white, you're missing part of the journey. The North Carolina Museum of History weaves together the stories of courageous black, white, and Native American individuals to present, quote, "A change is going to come. Black, Indian, and white voices for racial equality," end quote. But you won't find the exhibit within the museum's walls. It's presented solely online, a reflection of the changes that have come both to the museum's financial abilities and to the way patrons prefer to access information. "We've just become a technology-driven society," said exhibit project manager Doris McLean Bates, "so you have to try to capture people that way." The exhibit tells the story of civil rights in North Carolina with words, photos, and audio clips of people giving first-hand accounts of their experiences. Along the way, you'll hear about well-known people and events such as visits to the state by Martin Luther King Jr., including one in Rocky Mount, during which he gave an early version of his I Have a Dream speech, and the 1960 student sit-in at the Greensboro Woolworth's white-only lunch counter. But you'll also learn about lesser-known figures like William Wallace Finlater of Raleigh and Robert Seymour of Chapel Hill, two white Baptist ministers who spoke out against segregation from their pulpits in the 1960s and a campaign at Pembroke State University to preserve a brick building as a reminder of the campus's legacy as a school for Native American students when few others existed. That's a program called A Change is Going to Come, Black, Indian, and White Voices for Racial Equality, an online exhibit from the North Carolina Museum, and that can be found at http://tiny-url.com/5txv6dl. Let's do that one more time. http://tiny-url.com/5txv6dl. Now from the Friday's weekend edition of the News and Observer, let's get the good news, bad news portion of the program over first. Dolly Parton is appearing Tuesday at the Durham Performing Arts Center at 7:30 p.m. The Durham Performing Arts Center, as you may know, is located at 123 Vivian Street. Dolly Parton will be appearing there Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. That's the good news. The bad news is that the event is sold out. But for further details, go to dpacnc.com or call 680-2787. You might get lucky and find some extra tickets, but according to the newspaper, that performance is sold out. Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion Summer Love Tour of 2011, including passionate duets, English majors, The Adventures of Guy Noir, P.I., Rhubarb, Dusty and Lefty, Leg Wobegon Tales, Fred Newman, King of Sound Effects, and so on. Tickets are on sale now for the performance at the White Oak Amphitheater, and that'll be on August the 16th at the White Oak Amphitheater. The tickets are available at the Greensboro Coliseum box office and all Ticketmaster locations. You can call for ticket information at 1-800-745-3000. Once again, Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion Summer Love Tour 2011 will be appearing at the White Oak Amphitheater on August the 16th. By the way, a special guest that night will be Heather Mess. At the Durham Performing Arts Center coming up this fall, three exciting performances starting October 16th. Aretha Franklin. That's a Sunday, October 16th. On Thursday, October 20th, Willie Nelson and Family live in concert. And on December the 15th, Thursday, Kenny G, his 2011 holiday show. Once again, that's at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Phone number is 919-680-2787. The Durham Performing Arts Center is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. October 16th, Aretha Franklin. October 20th, Willie Nelson. And December 15th, Kenny G. Okay, coming up on August the 5th and August the 6th, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Brew it, taste it, sip it, pork it. All you care to taste, go beers / 40 bourbons. Tasting theater classes, cigar bar, artists and memorabilia, lots of barbecue, live music, contests, and more. And the tickets are only $25. And that will be taking place August the 5th and August 6th at the Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary. On August the 5th, the Whole Hog Pig Picking will take place between 6 and 10 p.m. And on August the 6th, the VIP will take place from noon to 6 p.m. General admission on August the 6th will be from 2 until 6 p.m. Once again, the Coca Booth Amphitheater, and the ticket prices start at only $25. Though the Scrap Exchange has been a fixture in downtown Durham for two decades, providing parents and teachers with endless crafting fodder and displaying artwork by the young and old, it recently moved from its Liberty Warehouse after the roof collapsed. So, to celebrate 20 years of making use of discarded treats, to recoup losses from the move, and to do some building for new programming in the new space, the Scrap Exchange is hosting the Scrap-A-Go-Go Under the Sea semi-formal dance party on Saturday night at the Trotter Building, 410 West Gear Street in Durham. Starting at 6:30 p.m., there will be activities for children like a make-a-thing using scraps, an ocean-themed photo booth, carnival games, costumes, and music. Later in the evening, when the babysitters have swooped in to take the little ones home, adults can keep it going with a live performance at 10:30 p.m. by the Wusses. There will be food trucks, a silent auction, DJ, spun tunes, and more. Tickets are $5 for children, 15 and under, $10 for everyone else. Tickets are available at the Scrap Exchange, 923 Franklin Street in Durham, or online at www.scrapexchange.com. www.scrapexchange.eventbrite, it's B-R-I-T-E, .com. www.scrapexchange.eventbrite.com. An education exhibit at the Orange County Historical Museum opened last weekend and will run through November 1st. Schoolhouses, Students, and Slates, 19th Century Education in Hillsborough and Orange County, allows children to take a step into the past and perhaps gain some appreciation of the computers and ballpoint pens used today. The exhibit features photography as well as diaries, letters, and textbooks. Children and adults can sit in a reproduction classroom and try their hand at 19th century penmanship. Visit www.orangehistory.org for details. Once again, www.orangehistory.org. Now, here is some information about the Pine Cone Concerts, particularly their concert series and music programs covering the 2011-2012 season. For those of you who don't know what Pine Cone is, Pine Cone was founded in 1984. It is the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music Incorporated. It is a nonprofit membership organization dedicated to preserving, presenting, and promoting all forms of traditional music, dance, and other folk performing arts. The program for the near future will be as follows. On Sunday, August the 7th, Pine Cone and the town of Wake Forest present Chapel Hill Band Mandolin Orange in their duo configuration at the great outdoor space at East Carroll Joyner Park. On Saturday, August 13th, Pine Cone is honored to be part of the dedication ceremony for the new Cary Arts Center, located at the end of Academy Street in downtown Cary. Pine Cone presents Larkin Poe, an exciting act who delivers an innovative fusion of newgrass, country, and folk with tight harmonies and outstanding musicianship. On Monday, August 15th, tickets go on sale to Pine Cone members for the 2011-2012 Down Home Concert Series, which this year includes the Kruger Brothers, Taj Mahal, the Dukes, David Holt, Brian Sutton, and T. Michael Coleman as Deep River Rising, and more. Pine Cone continues to promote ongoing participatory music jams and sessions that give community members the opportunity to take part in the music making. A bluegrass jam the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Busy Bee Cafe, an Irish music session every Sunday afternoon at Tir na n'Og, and a monthly Shape Note Sing the fourth Sunday of the month at the Friends Meeting House in Raleigh. These sessions are free and open to the public to join in or to sit back and observe. Just quickly, the schedule up through December for the Pine Cone Concerts is as follows. August 7th, we've already mentioned Mandolin Orange. We've already mentioned Larkin Poe on August 13th. On October 6th, the Good Lovelies at the Fletcher Theater in Raleigh. On October 9th, Blind Boy Chocolate and Milk Sheiks at the Daniels Auditorium in Raleigh. October 9th, Hot Rise at the Maimandi Concert Hall in Raleigh. And we mentioned the Kruger Brothers on November 3rd. On November 13th, Sarah Gray and Kieran Means at the Daniels Auditorium in Raleigh. Once again, that's the Pine Cone Concert Series for the season 2011 and 2012. Well, there's a lot going on in Cary these days. Starting Friday, July 29th, that's this evening, from 6 until 9 p.m., it's called the Cary Art Loop. It's the final events celebrating Cary's art community. For more information, go to www.caryartloop.org. www.caryartloop.org. And the Coca Booth, this is in addition to the Coca Booth, the Cary's cultural calendar for August 2011 is as follows. On August 4th to the 7th, Fate and Applause, Cary Youth Theater presents Shakespeare's As You Like It, And that's Thursday to Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. in the new Cary Arts Center. That's August 4th, August 7th. August 4th and August 18th, Movies by Moonlight in the Coca Booth Amphitheater at Regency Park. The gates open at 7 p.m. and the movies start at dusk. That's once again August 4th and August 18th. On August the 5th in the Paige Warger Arts and History Center, Starlight Concert Series presents Mickey Mills and Steel and Tropic Orchestra at 7 p.m. on August the 5th at the Paige Warger Arts and History Center. On August 7th, the 7th Annual Festival Ritmo Latino. That's at noon on August 7th at the Sertoma Amphitheater and Kiwanis Shelter at Bond Park, and the admission there is free. On August 8th at the Coca Booth Amphitheater at Regency Park, Death Cab for Cutie. It's at 7 p.m. August 8th at the Coca Booth Amphitheater. On August 11th at the Coca Booth Amphitheater, Allison Krauss and Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas and special guest Dawes Paper Airplane Summer Tour 2011 at 7:30 p.m. at the Coca Booth Amphitheater. On August 13th, the Cary Arts Center dedication. The festivities begin at 9 a.m. Activities go all day long featuring art exhibits, dance, theater, and musical performances, open rehearsals, and interactive cultural experiences. That's at the new Cary Arts Center on August 13th, and the admission is free. On August 14th, this is once again at the Cary Arts Center, From Vision to Blueprints, a roundtable discussion with artists involved with the design and the renovation of the new Cary Arts Center. That's at 3 p.m. on August the 14th at the new Cary Arts Center, and the admission is free. On August 20th at the new Cary Arts Center, Hum Sub presents Sit Ayana at 6 p.m. on August the 20th at the Cary Arts Center. Jumping ahead a little bit, on August 27th in Cary, the 35th Annual Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival will take place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on August 27th in downtown Cary. And, of course, the admission to that festival is free. And for some further performances at the Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary, on July 28th, that was this past week, so it's already been passed. But Saturday, July 30th, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., The Temptations and the Four Tops. Tickets are on sale now. $39.50 for general admission on the lawn, $59.50 for reserved tables, and $45 general admission lawn day of the show. That's Saturday, July 30th at 7:30 p.m. And on Friday, September 16th at 7 p.m., Styx, S-T-Y-X. Tickets now on sale, once again, to Coca Booth Amphitheater. $44.50 for reserved tables, $30 for general admission, and $35 for general admission on the lawn the day of the show. And on Monday, September 19th at 6 p.m., Ray Lamonte and the Pariah Dogs with Brandy Carlisle. Tickets are on sale now, $49.50 for reserved tables, $39.50 for general admission on the lawn. Okay, for the Lincoln Theater at 126 East Cabarrus Street, here is their schedule for the next several weeks. In July, Friday the 29th, the Revolution Raleigh starts at 9 p.m., a Midsummer Night's Party. On Saturday, July 30th, Mark Broussard with Scars On. On Tuesday, August the 2nd, Berez Hammond, Love Within the Music Tour with Wayne Wonder, DJ Inferno, Harmony House Singers. On Friday, August 5th, Mostly Crew, Motley Crue Tribute with Up the Irons and Them Bones, and that's at 8 p.m. On Saturday, August the 6th at 8 p.m., Generation Productions with Shrades, Audio Rush, Cry Wolf, Symbiotic Synergy. Saturday, September 6th at 8 p.m. On Friday, September 12th, Appetite for Destruction, GNR tribute with Pivot starting at 8 p.m., and that's on Friday, August the 12th. On Saturday, August 13th, Holy Ghost Tent Revival, that's at 8 p.m., Saturday, August 13th, and on Saturday, on Sunday, August 14th, the Tremors and the Go Devils, that's on Sunday, August 14th, at the Lincoln Theater at 126 East Cabarrus Street. For information, call 919-821-4111. 919-821-4111. Okay, for Arts in the Museum Park, that's at the Joseph M. Bryan Jr. Theater in the Museum Park at 2110 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. On August the 3rd, Wednesday, August the 3rd, 8 p.m., Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. Prices for those are $22 and up. August the 3rd, Wednesday at 8 p.m. On Saturday, August the 6th at 8 p.m., Leo Kottke, it's K-O-T-T-K-E. Rolling Stone magazine refers to his performance as a virtuoso who integrates classical, folk, jazz, country, ragtime, and bottleneck forms into a unified, distinctive style. And coming up on Saturday, August 13th, Battlefield Band and the Illusionist, and on Saturday, August 27th, Carolina Chocolate Drops. That's at the Arts in the Museum Park, at the Theater in the Park Museum at 2110 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. For ticket information, call 919-715-5923 or go to ncartmuseum.org. That's MC Art Museum. Drive-By Truckers will be appearing on Friday, September 9th at the City Plaza in downtown Raleigh. That's the old Fayetteville Street Mall. Tickets are on sale now at www.hopscotchmusicfest.com. www.hopscotchmusicfest.com. That's Drive-By Truckers, Friday, September 9th at the City Plaza in downtown Raleigh. On that same night, same place, Guided by Voices. That's once again Friday, September 9th. City Plaza, downtown Raleigh. Tickets are on sale now at www.hopscotchmusicfest.com. Guided by Voices and Drive-By Truckers appearing on the same night. And very quickly, the Cat's Cradle schedule for the coming weeks. On Friday, July 29th, Slow Hand. On Saturday, July 30th, Cosmic Charlie. And on Friday, August 5th, Brother Esau. And on Saturday, August the 6th, Chatham County Line. Tuesday, August the 9th, Kurt Vile and the Violators. And on Wednesday, August 10th, The Wet Sprocket. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend and great coming week.